the command, councillors, and chief executive officer, Pat Northridge, and couple of colleagues, and very many friends that I know are in the chamber, but I'm sure against this. I can picture in my mind the chamber this evening as it is over there, and I can say that it's an honour to be able to speak with you from so far away, and show how much Margaret and the kids and myself are enjoying the hospitality of the mayor, the sheriff, and councillors and officers of the parish church of Pontsweed. It's a fine sunny day here, and we're sitting in this historic building enjoying this historic ceremony.
And Neil, can I say hello to you, Neil? Our greetings from the council here, Neil. Thank you very much for your picturing of us. I hope that it's we're as tidy and as impressive as your mind shows us. Neil, we miss you. We wish your family well on their holiday and looking around England. I read a letter from you the other day which said it was much of what you thought it would be like, but much better. So we wish you well for the rest of your holiday, and we look forward to having you back with us. And I believe there are many greetings that councillors would like to bring to you. I have had a question from Councillor Partridge, actually, as to whether you've had a good look at the jail at the Berwick-upon-Tweed. How long have you been in Berwick-upon-Tweed, and is there any more information you think that we lack here that you could bring back to us?
Mr. Mayor, I can report that I have swept the jail and I've been locked in it, and they did let me out again, and yesterday I had the thrill of participating in the peeling of the veil, which was great until I mucked it up. it's a great place here. We arrived yesterday, and we're looking forward to two more days having a look around the town and a couple of the castles that are nearby.
Thank you, Neil. Perhaps if you could convey to the Mayor and the councillors at Berwick-on-Tweed again our pleasure at the formalising of this relationship with them, and do whatever you could to help facilitate the people who may visit here from Berwick-on-Tweed being able to find our council and be able to take advantage of the relationship which we have now formulated. Thank you, Neil.
I'll certainly do my very best, Mr. Mayor. I'll pass you back now to the Mayor of Berwick-upon-Tweed.
Mr. Mayor, good evening to you. We have been very lucky indeed to be able to be linked in this way. It made Berwick Australia seem very real to us, and we look forward to the continuing of our link. Thank you very much indeed for your greetings, and all the best to all the people in your council chamber tonight.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. And with that, and greetings again to you, we will finalise this conversation, perhaps to, again another day, continue conversations which as various individuals we have taken up before. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, indeed, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Pawsey now has got some slides to show us, and we've got a commentary from one of our officers, Reed Dobson, and we'll show you a little bit about England, which is leading up to a very common tweet.
We were worried that we wouldn't be able to hear him speak. He's got a tremendous voice, hasn't he? Someone must have told him to speak loudly. That the telecom technician nodded.
The Mayor, councillors and citizens of the borough of Berwick-upon-Tweed, United Kingdom, extend their warm greetings to the Mayor, councillors and citizens of the City of Berwick, Australia. The history of Berwick-upon-Tweed is a part of the long history of the British Isles, and few towns in Britain can claim such a unique and romantic part of that history as Berwick-upon-Tweed. the borough's romantic past has led to some special positions being held by Berwick-upon-Tweed in modern times, including its special recognition in London on certain royal occasions. Its position as a royal Scottish borough had resulted in the mayor holding the third senior position of all local governments in the country on royal occasions. This position is only preceded by the Lord Mayors of the cities of London and York. This has now changed. The reconstitution of local government boundaries in 1973 led to the disbanding of this tradition. The history and traditions of the country are typified by such scenes as Buckingham Palace, the changing of the guards, by its parks, such as St. James Park, or the Royal Pavilion at Brighton. To the shambles of York, from the forests of Exeter, to the cottages of the Cotswolds, from William Shakespeare and Anne Hathaway's cottages, to William Wordsworth and Grasmere in the Lakes District. From Lake Windermere to Northumbria. From Ainick Village to Ainick Castle, the home of the Duke of Northumbria. Berwick-upon-Tweed, England's most northerly town, was the ancient capital of the Eastern Marches and changed hands no less than 13 times during its turbulent history as English and Scots fought for control of the debatable lands. With a history stretching back through the mists of time, to the days of the great Roman occupation, Berwick-upon-Tweed assumed its greatest importance in the 12th century when it was recognised as the most commercial of the four royal boroughs of Scotland. The town's medieval fortifications were constructed in the 13th century, modified by Henry VIII, and formed the basis of the great Elizabethan walls, regarded today as the best preserved in Europe. Today, ancient and modern, mingles in the grey-stoned, red-roofed town. Age-old industries, for example, salmon netting and sea fishing, are still carried on, oblivious to the passage of time. The scent of history remains strong indeed. Within the almost impregnable walls in the town's outstanding conservation area, stately Elizabethan architecture gives way to elegant Georgian buildings. Berwick-upon-Tweed is a town of contrasts. The expansive estuary of the Tweed, straddled by three great bridges, contrasts with narrow, intriguing streets or gates, which come alive on market day. Berwick's traditional open-air market is still held each Wednesday and Saturday, where, centuries ago, the mounds and fields surrounding the town echoed to the clash of steel bonnets. Peace and tranquility now reign. Berwick-upon-Tweed and its suburbs of Tweedmouth and Spittal combined to provide the modern day visitor with an excellent base for touring the North Country, romantic borderlands, and castle cropped coastline of Northumbria. Here is shown Marygate and the Guildhall on Market Day, as viewed from Scotsgate on the Wall. The Royal Tweed Bridge and the Berwick Bridge. The Royal Tweed Bridge was opened in 1928. The Berwick Bridge, of 15 unequal arches, 355 metres, 1162 feet long, and 5.5 metres, 18 feet wide, was built between 1611 and 1634. Tweedmouth and the Royal Border Railway Bridge. Robert Stephenson's great curving viaduct of 28 arches, towering 38 metres, 126 feet, above the riverbed, was opened by Queen Victoria in 1850. Tweedmouth and the Royal Tweed Bridge. The red roofs are constructed from tiles carried as ballast by French ships trading between France and England. Marygate and the Guildhall on Market Day. The town hall is owned by the Freemen of Berwick and used by the borough of Berwick-upon-Tweed for civic and other purposes. The names of William Temple, Mayor, and Joseph Dobbs, Architect, are proudly carved into the stone above the portico. S. and J. Worrell, who designed the town hall, with a figure of justice adorning the council chamber, are not mentioned on the tablets. The old butter market is in the basement of the building, and the old town jail is in the attic. This was one of the few places where convicts were directly transported from a specific jail to Van Diemen's lands. The mace and original coat of arms of the borough of Berwick-upon-Tweed. The earliest surviving defences were begun by Edward I within days of capturing the town in 1296. The defences and medieval bell tower of 1296. Lord's Mount, medieval fortification of 1296, was excavated in 1972 and found to contain kitchens, a well, etc. The Elizabethan fortifications. Threatened by Mary, Queen of Scots' powerful French alliance, Elizabeth I transformed the long north and east walls to meet the exigencies of artillery. They would be covered by gunfire from the concealed flanks of the vast bastions. This, the most extensive system of Elizabethan fortification in the country, represents the largest single defence expenditure of the Great Queen's long and essentially peaceful reign. The Cumberland bastions, or revetments. Cannon in the revetments of the Cumberland bastion sighted to fire along the walls. A scenic walk along the walls includes the soccer pitches at Magdalen Field, home of the Berwick Rangers, the only English soccer team that play in the Scottish League. Feathers Holiday Camp and Green's Harbour. The gardens of Flagstaff Park. Berwick Pier and Boat Haven. Nessgate Customs House. And in the background, Fisher's Fort and Coxon's Tower on the rebuilt Georgian walls of 1760-70s. Nessgate near Customs House. Mouth of the Tweed at low tide, from Fisher's Fort on the Georgian walls. Tweed Mouth and Spittle from Coxon's Tower. Note the salmon fishermen plying their trades. Mouth of the Tweed at low tide. The average tide rises and falls about 5 metres. Tweed Wharf. Note the ship being leaded. Sorry. Note the ship being loaded at the wharf. Garden Plot Berwick. King's Mount is near the old 1563 wall. Elizabethan walls and brass mounts. Berwick North, outside the Elizabethan wall and Cumberland Bastion. Sandgate and Hyde Hill Street. Church Street.
Is there offices there?
That's the municipal offices on your left, the building. The
white farm.
Historic housing. Ravensdown Barracks and the Parades. The barracks were built between 1717 and 1721, either by Sir John Vanbrugh, famous playwright and architect of Blenheim Palace, Castle Howard, and Seton de Laval, or else by his deputy, Andrews Jolfe. Sir John was also master of the ordnance at that time. The royal arms, in their elaborate crowned cartouche above the gateway, are those of George I. The museum of the King's Own Scottish Borderers is open to the public. Berwick Town Stocks. Details of the cattle markets. Evening on the Tweeds.
While we're warming up, as the lights are warming up, can I thank Mr. Pawsey, our city engineer, for the amount of work and involvement that went into preparing that slide program, and Mr. Reed Dodson for reading it for us and making us aware of what the particular items were. I've received a communication from the Hallam Pony Club. Members of the Hallam Pony Club and Riding Club would like to congratulate the City of Berwick and its officers in adopting as their sister city in the United Kingdom, Berwick upon Tweed. We hope that the bonds of friendship and cultural exchange will widen and be upheld. The members of the Hallam Pony and Riding Club would like it to be known that if any pony or riding club exists within the City of Berwick upon Tweed, then we would be grateful if in the correspondence that you exchange, you could put us also in touch, that we might also exchange letters of goodwill. At the conclusion, which is just about now, we're going to ask you all to come down and join us for supper. It's going to be fairly tight down there, I can imagine, so if you would just take your time as you go down the stairs or the back way down, and we'll be glad to have you all join with us for supper. Mr. City Manager, is there anything else I've left out?
No, Mr. Mayor.
With that, thank you all for coming tonight. Thank you.